From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. 30 years ago, a television show and the exploding genre of music videos came together like never before, and they embraced a city named Miami. The two combined gave birth to Miami Vice back in 1984. Now, this was a show about two cops, partners, Sonny Crockett and Rico Tubbs. Miami Vice would only last 5 years, but it made a lasting impression on Miami and how the world would come to view this city as a hot, sexy, irresistible mess. Howard Cohen writes for the Miami Herald. He's spearheading the coverage on Miami Vice, and I need to add here that he also played a druggy doctor as an extra on this show. So, Howard, I'm really looking forward to this.
Thank you, too, Kelly. It's always a treat.
I am thinking of a few television shows over the years that incorporated the city into the storyline. I'm thinking Dallas.
Right.
I'm thinking Sex and the City.
New York.
And Miami Vice.
None better than Miami Vice.
What was the attraction?
Well, Miami Vice did it in a way that the cinematography was dynamic. It was shot on film. It was like a movie. It was cinematic. And the angles that they would use, the cinematography was just beautiful. It showcased the city in a way that the city had to grow to match what was shown on TV. The city reinvented itself in the image of Miami Vice. And Miami Vice married those gorgeous visuals and those really cutting-edge visuals to audio and sound in a way that we had not heard on TV before. So it made Miami a place you really wanted to visit.
This may be the first TV show that had a soundtrack.
In one major way is they use original songs. They weren't remakes and they weren't canned pop songs. They were the actual artists. So think back to the pilot episode with Phil Collins in the air tonight, and you hear that moody Phil Collins piece, and it was a strange song to start with, very mysterious. Was it about someone witnessing a murder? What was that song about exactly? It was really evocative.
And under the music, you can actually hear Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas locking and loading their weapons and talking about the eventual takedown.
How much time we got? 25 minutes.
I can go on. I have a playlist of 156 songs on my iPod that were featured on Miami Vice, and I've sequenced them in order of airing on the show. And I can spend 10 hours, and that's how long the playlist is, reliving the five seasons of Miami Vice, and it's kind of fun to do. Long car ride, but it's kind of fun.
All right, give me your best Crockett.
Pal. He'll always say pal. I'll get back to you on that, pal.
Hey, hold on, pal.
What, I forgot something?
Yeah,
us.
Howard Cohen with the Miami Herald. Wonderful talking Vice with you.
Always great doing it with you too, Kelly. A lot of fun. And it's no Vice at all.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.